Welcome into Ring Knowers here on 102.5 The Game, your favorite wrestling podcast across the 102.5 The Game universe. I guess we could call it that. The universe.
The multiverse.
Whatever it is. I'm Connor Newt. Alongside me, as always, is my tag team partner, Christian Skelton, who is saluting and doesn't realize no one can actually see him because this is pre-recorded and this is radio.
Hey, you know what? I was just saluting you. This was directly towards you.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. Thank you.
General Cena.
Yeah, I guess it's Survivor Series with our open there.
Oh, well, I was just scrolling through songs I have saved.
And, yeah, there you go. It never misses.
I was like, well, this one hits all the time. I think it's...
Have we done a show since he passed? I don't know if we have or not.
Yes, yeah. We have.
We have?
Yes.
Either way.
Now, let's talk about the Becky Lynch comments on that. I'm just kidding. I don't really want to touch into that.
No, I'm okay.
But we do... It's a big weekend.
It is a big weekend.
First off, college football's back. I think... I don't really want to say this because this is a wrestling show, but that's where my primary focus is college football.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, most people listening to this, that's probably their primary focus.
If people are, in fact, listening to this.
And my theory is that's why they're having this show on Sunday and not Saturday like they do most of their PLEs.
Sunday afternoon.
I just said PLE. Pay-per-view. Oh. I hate people saying PLE.
You're becoming a product of the system.
I'm becoming one of them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I think that's a good point. I think...
Because I think they had a
good
show...
Good point by you, Christian.
When did they have a... I think they had a show during... I think it was Bash in Berlin last year was like on week one. And like I had it on like the corner, but like I wasn't really paying attention to it.
It was earlier this year, or maybe it was last year. They had a show in March, and it was right during...
March Madness.
No, it was WrestleMania a couple years ago. They had it the same weekend as
Final Four.
Final Four, yeah. And I was like...
They've done that a lot over the years.
Which is why I'm glad they moved it. But
yeah,
yes, Sunday at 2, I think, is when it is.
Next year, WrestleMania is going to be crazy for me because you know what else is that weekend, WrestleMania next year? The Masters. Well, it was. I think since they moved it to Vegas, they moved it back a weekend again. It's the same weekend now. Never mind. Forget what I just said.
That is two products on the opposite side.
Of the spectrum.
100%.
Golf and professional wrestling. Wow.
Well, Clash in Paris, live in Lyon, Paris, is Sunday at 2, which is great because you can watch the pay-per-view, and then afterwards you can watch Notre Dame and Miami play football in Hard Rock Stadium.
I really hate to well actually you, but is it not Paris, France?
Oh!
I believe you said Lyon, Paris.
Oh, that's where Raw is.
I think SmackDown's in Lyon.
One of them.
Here, let's look this up. How far away from Paris is Lyon?
Can you tell we don't have a grid? We're just kind of winging it here.
It's 4.5 hours away? Jeez.
Oh!
That's a lot farther away than I thought it was going to be.
That might
be why they're doing a day off the next day, too.
If only they had private jets transporting them everywhere.
That's true, they do.
Wouldn't that be a hassle?
I guess I'm thinking of if you are French and trying to go to... I did see, by the way, just to bring college football back in, I saw Angelo Dawkins was tweeting, does anybody know anywhere in Paris that's going to be showing the Ohio State game Saturday?
He's going to be locked in.
As he should be.
He's going to be locked in. Well, since we're on the topic, let's just go through the card right off the top. How's that sound?
Sounds like a great idea to me.
Sounds like a great plan. It appears the opening match... I don't know how true this is, but it appears the opening match is going to be the Tribal Chief and the Tribal Thief.
Ooh.
That's Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed.
I mean, generally, your two most valuable spots on the card are the opener and the closer, so...
The opener is just as important as the main event.
It's just as important. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good spot for that match, though. And I will say this about this match. I'm actually excited to see what Bronson can do here.
I am, too.
Because he's grown on me a lot. I think lot of that's because of the faction, but I do kind of find it hard to take seriously the whole Shula Fala thing and everything.
I think it's funny.
It's funny for sure, but like they're trying to sell him as like this super bad, like, you know, I guess super bad in a way. But
overrated movie, by the way.
I've never seen it. But it's hard to take him seriously, in my opinion, when he's got this just little shoe or two shoes around his neck. And he's hoisting them up like he just stole gold or something.
On Raw, he did the Cena thing where he had the shoes on the shirt. Kind of like how Cena used to have the belt on his shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we doing here? But I was dying. I think the build.
Oh, you mean his t-shirt. Yeah. I forgot about that. And it literally said tribal thief on his shirt.
In the font. In Roman's font. I am excited for this. I think the buildup's been great.
Yeah, the buildup has been good. I saw somebody on Twitter say this, and I almost agreed. Like, I almost kind of wish the buildup to it was more so focused on, Roman said it, I did not realize Bronson Reed was Samoan.
That means your ass belongs to me.
I think they should have focused on that a little bit more of like, because Bronson was saying like my tribe was exiled or whatever he was saying. I think that should have been the more of the focus on this, more so than, hey, I got your shoes. Ha 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 ha. As funny as that's been. But I feel like that would have been more compelling in my opinion. Or like, hey, I was right here this whole time. Why didn't you, could have been in the bloodline. Why wasn't I?
Well, they could have, to expand on that, they could have done that where it was a Shulafala versus Ulafala match.
Yeah.
And the winner becomes the tribal chief. Right? Mm.
Shulafala versus Ulafala. Does the winner get both?
Yeah. Make it a ladder match at that point.
They have the Shulafala and the Ulafala just hanging from the ring.
Just a bunch of shoes.
Just a bunch of shoes and a I don't even is it a necklace, I guess, the Ulafala? I guess it's a necklace.
It's a symbol of respect.
It's a symbol of respect. That's all it is.
When Jace retires and I inevitably take over this company and put my iron fist down and make all of you my slaves, I will be giving him the Ulafala as a sign of respect.
Giving Chase the Ulafala?
Yes.
Oh. And then, well, if you're in charge,
and then
shouldn't...
knocking him out and ripping it off his corpse.
Wait a second. If you're in charge, shouldn't you have the Ulafala?
Oh, you're right.
Technically, if we're thinking about this, Chase has the Ulafala right now. I think it'd be the opposite. I think he would put it on you.
It's going to be like The Rock.
Like The Rock.
At Raw.
Yeah, when I was like... I was like, why aren't you rock bottoming him? Give him the people's elbow the whole time. So mad. Anyway.
Well, I do think Roman wins this match.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I think they'll do it. He'll do everything he can to make Bronson look awesome, though. And I am excited for this match because I think it's going to be good.
The next match is the opposite end of the spectrum in a match I could care quite literally no less about. And that's Sheamus and Rusev and
a
good old-fashioned Donnybrook match. It's two I don't really care about. It's sure. You know Sheamus will win. That's all I'm going
to
say.
He probably will win. I think they're basically trying to do... I feel like with Sheamus, they really try to recreate the... You remember when him and Cesaro had their little Best of Seven series again?
Yeah.
Or back in whatever year that was, 2016,
and then they became The Bar.
I feel like they try to recreate that feud a lot with Sheamus. And, like, most of Sheamus' matches are pretty good, but it's never going to live up to that, in my opinion. I mean, this ought to be okay. I don't think it'll be bad or anything. But
it's two I don't care about.
You care about Rusev?
No. I miss Rusev Day. But,
yeah.
I mean, Sheamus is fine. I like him because he's a local guy, I guess. But I don't really care to see him.
No Nashville SC supporter Sheamus.
Yes. Known Pred. But Rusev, he's come back and done absolutely nothing.
On WWE.com, it says, break out the barrels and shillelaghs at WWE Clash in Paris.
The jeweled shillelagh. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. It is Notre Dame and USC.
Yes. Yes!
I knew it was one of those Notre Dame games. I couldn't remember which one.
You can't be wrong.
I could not remember which one. Yeah, I mean, it ought to be okay. I think this is just a match to get them both on the card, to be honest. But
yes,
I would have been fine with having this on Raw.
Yeah, me too.
But, I mean, I'll watch it still.
You know what? It's I don't want to classify it as what I would call a piss match, where you get up and you just take a leak in the middle of it.
Here's the difference. Here's why I think they put this on the pay-per-view. This is on Raw. I'd probably skip through it. Pay-per-view, yep. I'll watch it.
You don't have a choice.
Even though, I mean, I won't be watching this live because I'll be working, but I'll probably watch it the next day or whatever. I'll take it out. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I would skip it if I were you.
You'll let me know whether it's worth watching
unless
or not.
Alberto Del Rio comes back.
Wade gets up from the commentary table. The League of Nations is back.
You're back.
I want to see that happen now. Dang it. You just raised my expectations to that.
Speaking of matches that have raised my expectations, Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Oh.
Becky and Nikki. I'm actually semi looking forward to it because I think it's two big names and two that I think can deliver a good match. That said, I think both their characters are so awful. It's like a train wreck. You kind of have to watch. Like, you can't look away.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of felt a lot of this time. I'm like,
I think
this feels like this should be reversed, like, as far as who's the face and who's the heel.
Becky Lynch is awful as a heel.
I don't like it at
all
either.
Awful.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, my God. Like, maybe up there with one of the worst of all time.
Sounds like you hate it a lot more than I do, but
I do.
It's just kind of whatever to me. I just feel like it's a lot of the same thing over and over again. That's my...
Welcome to the world of Becky Lynch matches.
Yes, yes.
Becky Hogan.
I was just talking about her promos, but yes, her matches sometimes too. But Nikki, the thing I'm excited to see for this is, like, I don't want to say she's been bad in the ring so far, but she is disappointing, fair to say.
Well, I think she's ring rust.
Yeah, it's
right?
I mean, it's expected, obviously, because she's been gone for, you know, how long? Like 5 years, six years, however long she's been gone. So it's expected that she's not going to be, you know, right on it again. I think it's a chance for her to, like, be like, hey, I'm back, you know?
And
whether she wins
ever.
Or loses.
And better than ever.
Oh, Eric Bischoff. It took
See what
me
I did
a
there?
Second.
Yeah.
My brain was like, where do I
know
this
from? I saw the wheels turning, and I was like, I'll just repeat myself. Believe it or not, that's half the card right there.
Yeah, there's not as many matches on this card as I thought there were. Like, it's more than half the card, technically.
Yeah.
Because then we only have two more matches after that.
Well, let's break down the other two matches on the other side. John Cena, Logan Paul, and of course, the Fatal 4-Way for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
We'll do it right here on Ring Knowers on 102.5 The Game. L.A. Yeah! Yeah! This is the, technically this is the Newt's Notes official theme song, but I made a change. You'll hear that later this week. I've made a new
excited
one.
Excited for that.
It is going to be a good one. Welcome back in, Ring Knowers, here on 102.5 The Game, your favorite wrestling podcast. Connor Newt, Christian Skelton with you, as always, breaking down the Clash in Paris match card. Only five matches. So we've done three of them. Let's do the last two. And they're the two best.
And well, we had to play that song given what match we're about to talk about. In my opinion, this is like playing the fight song of a team you're about to talk about before.
Yes.
That's basically what that was.
Which I do all the time. I do that because I do that to Lyman. Like one time we were talking about, does Texas have it all? So of course, but hold that thought for a second, because I want to talk about the greatest of all time first.
Oh, he wants to talk about the other match first. Never
the
mind.
The other one. Because I think the Fatal 4-Way will main event. It's for a championship.
Probably. I could see either one.
It's been the storyline that's
If I was to put my money on, I'd probably put the Fatal 4-Way, though.
If
I was a betting man, I would say the Fatal 4-Way would main event. You were probably correct, but I wouldn't be surprised either way.
But let's talk about the Paris farewell tour. He's going to be celebrating with all of us one last time.
I got a call. I'll call him back.
Oh! Chloe, stop it!
No, it is Joshua Hawk who might listen to this later and realize he called in the middle of it.
Because he wants to, or because you're going to make him?
Both. I don't know. Either way.
But let's talk about the greatest of all time. Cena and Logan Paul, which has been a decent build. A little bit of an underlying story. I mean, you and I saw it in person. Cena and Logan team up in Knoxville, and now they're feuding. I am just going to say this. I would not be surprised whatsoever if Logan Paul wins this match. And I'll tell you why.
I wouldn't be either, unfortunately.
Because this is the retirement tour. This is the farewell tour, right? Part of the purpose of the farewell tour is to put over young talent. Logan Paul is young talent, and you've heard Cena say it, you do WWE better than I do, and all that. I think this is going to be something where Paul cheats to win, and Cena puts him over, and then Logan uses that as an accolade.
And then Brock.
As a storyline. I beat the greatest of all time, and then we get to Cena versus Brock.
And then Brock probably comes out at the end and just beats the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Probably.
Now, as much as I would love Cena to win, because I want Cena to just win every match from now on.
Same here.
I could totally see a world where, you know, Paul comes out on top and he draws ultra heat for it, because you just beat the face that's leaving soon that we all love. I could totally see it happening.
So, in your opinion, where John in that one promo was, I don't bury talent, I bury mediocrity. So, in your opinion, Logan Paul is talent, not mediocrity.
He is talent. I do think he's very talented. He's incredible to watch in the ring.
Yes.
I tried to separate Logan Paul, the person, from Logan Paul, the wrestler.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I think, based on the... I do that with a lot. Like, Punk, I think, has gotten better over time, but I used to have to separate CM Punk, the person, from CM Punk, the wrestler. There's not many on the roster that you have to do that with, but Logan Paul is one of those that I have to, just because, you know, you grew up with him coming into prominence. I used to... could not stand him on YouTube and all this stuff. And now he's in my world.
He was irrelevant to me because he wasn't in my world. And as you just said, he's in my world now. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So now,
and to his credit, he is one of the most athletic performers they have. So I can't really hate on him too much. I mean,
you got to separate the person from the character.
I hate on the character, to be honest, but
you're supposed to.
Yeah.
He's a heel.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. He does his job very well.
Yeah,
as a heel, because like every time
he makes you hate him, and you're supposed to.
He is one of the few heels that still, like, every time he wins, I am mad.
No,
I'm like, dang it! Every time he wins, so and he's there's not a lot of say what you will, but there's not a lot of guys nowadays that can make you truly feel that way, and he does make me truly feel that way. I'm like, oh my gosh,
Dominic Mysterio was one of those guys, and now for
everybody
some reason
him.
He's getting over.
Especially overseas. Every time they go to Europe, it's just dirty, dirty, dirty.
I mean, there's, now that I think about it, how many true heels get booed the way Logan Paul gets booed?
Solo.
Yeah.
But I think that's more just a thing, like it's fun to boo Solo.
Yeah.
Because seeing his reactions to it are funny.
Yeah.
I love Solo, by the way. I love Solo more every week. He's so funny.
I love him, but I hate him. Like, I think he's a terrible wrestler, and I don't like his character.
See, that's almost what makes me love him, is how bad he is.
But at the same time, I think he does something that's just so funny every week that I end up, you know, tuning in. And his storyline is so lame and boring.
He's a good meme, in my opinion.
He is a meme.
You gotta have some meme wrestlers. He's a very good meme wrestler, and like... like you said, he does something stupid every week and just makes you laugh. He makes me laugh every single week. So
I mean, Logan might be the only one in the company with true heat like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like,
I mean, Seth. Whoa!
He's over. I mean, the Bronze are slightly over.
Gosh,
can you mute your freaking computer?
I did mute my computer. I thought I muted my computer.
Anyways, I'll keep talking while you do
that. Keep going.
I think, you know, Seth is over. The Bronze are over. I mean, they get booed, but that's only when Roman's in the ring. Your other heels, like Cena, even as a heel, was cheered. Dominic Mysterio is starting to get cheered. I'm trying to think of other heels that are... The only ones that don't get cheered are the ones that are boring. Like, I think Aleister Black is incredibly boring, and people are starting to realize that. So thank you, Aleister, for pointing out what I already knew. But other than that, like, true heel charisma, Logan Paul might be the only one in the business that has that right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short list, and I think he'd be at the top of it for sure with the just true heat we're talking about. As far as this match, he's probably going to win, as much as I hate to say that. And like kind of like what you were outlining earlier, It's one thing that John, I don't mind it so much here because you are still trying to kind of build Logan up, I guess, but it's one thing with John we've talked about before. Like, I feel like he's always been this way. It's like, hey, John, can you go out there and just lose Logan Paul? Yeah, sure, I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
no, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I think that's part of the reason he did the heel thing. Like, I would love to know if he truly actually wanted to do that. Like, if you put a lie detector up to John Cena, did you actually want to be a heel or not? I bet he would just be like, oh, I don't care, whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to get into, and we can revisit that later.
For sure.
Because I think we got to finish this match card. But I want to get into, now that the heel run is over, like completely over, and I think it's safe to say that we're done with it, how do you feel about it? Because we can play revisionist history and say, it was so dumb and... But don't lie to me and say you weren't excited
no,
at
yeah,
Elimination Chamber
for sure.
when that happened.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that probably in the next segment.
Yeah, but for sure.
We got one more match, and that's the Fatal 4-Way.
So Paul wins. Just, yeah.
Yes. Anyway. Well, I think Logan wins.
Yeah.
And then we get, you know, more, you know, Brock. I think we get, they've teased Styles. I think
for sure.
We get that.
Yeah.
We Drew and maybe Braun. I think.
I think Drew might be the last match.
I'm starting to think
and
that
I
too.
Would be very excited about that.
And you know what? I think Drew would win.
I do too, and I'd be very happy with it.
Because Jason and I have talked about this before. Cena, to me, is such a traditionalist, and he's so true to the business.
For sure.
The tradition of the business is in your last match, you put the other guy over.
It'll either be Drew or Gunther, probably. And I love Gunther, but I'd rather see Drew.
Or Braun.
Oh my gosh, that'd be insane.
I'd laugh. I'd
be
so happy.
Wild. You're so old the whole time.
All right. Seth Rollins defending his title against CM Punk. I'll save him for last. LA Knight.
Yeah.
And Jey Uso.
No yeet.
I think it's pretty obvious where this one's going because they're not going to take the belt off of one of the greatest cash-ins of all time a month into his reign. I think we're looking at this reign-ending WrestleMania season when it's Rollins and Punk one last time and Punk wins. But I do expect this to be a good match. Like, it's three of the four are good performers.
So you think it's going to be Rollins and Punk at Mania?
Or Rollins and Reigns.
That's what
two.
I think they're going to do, yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah, as much as I hate to say it, because, oh my gosh, dude, could you imagine how hyped we would be if LA somehow won this match?
I'd be okay if three of the four won it, to
be
honest with
same.
You.
I mean, as long as we avoid the disaster scenario.
Which won't happen. We're good.
As long as he takes the pin if Seth wins, I'm good.
What, you're not excited to see a super kick, a yeet, a terrible spear, and a splash off the rope?
All credit, or all with all due respect, I will say, I have to be fair, I do see improvements, some. Not huge, but some. Every now and then, I'll be like, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
He still yeets way too much, but every now and then, I'll see him do something. I'm like, okay, that actually looked good. I liked that. So he is, I think, getting a little better. Now, do I want to see him win Saturday? Hell no. But Sunday, I'm sorry. But yeah, he is getting a little bit better, but yeah, as long as LA does not take the pin here, that's really all I'm worried about. Like you said, I think Seth's going to win. This is just a good match to get all your big stars on the card.
And you're going to have, you know, the Bronze are going to come out. Or what Punk call them the other week? The Braun Bronze?
The Braun Bronze,
yeah. They're going to come out. They're going to interfere somehow. And maybe Roman comes out and takes both of them out, which would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
But I think ultimately it's going to be Seth, you know, continuing his reign of terror on the Jey Uso front. Because you brought something up, and, you know, Dad and I were talking about this last night. I was like, dude, I love Jey Uso as Jey Uso. Not main event Jey Uso. Jey Uso of the Usos. As the heel Usos.
And I think Roman might be trying to get that side out of him back, maybe.
Please.
Because, I mean, we saw that segment. Why are you trusting him? That's basically what he said.
Do it for you.
Why are you doing this for him? Yeah, like I think that was maybe us maybe getting a hint of him. See, in my opinion, that would have made WrestleMania so much better if we got those segments like in the lead up to the Gunther match.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that was the time to get those segments. I mean, they're still cool, don't get me wrong, but like if we get those Roman and Jey interactions before the Mania match, like I think that would have made it a lot better in my opinion.
Yeah, there's just nothing that interests me about Jey Uso. Like everyone will harp on the entrance and how cool it is, and I think it's, you know, it's overblown.
Anything with Jey and Roman excites me. Anything with just Jey, it just depends on what it is.
Which is hilarious because I was thinking about this the other day. That pop for Roman the other day. Wow. Look at how far we've come with him.
From boo!
Go away.
Go. You suck.
I mean, they did the one chant. You and I were watching this where they did the.
If you love Roman, stand up.
But
2 years ago, yeah, when he was a heel, it was, if you hate Roman, stand up.
And he was doing the.
He was like, sit down.
He's so good. And I don't think they'll ever turn him fully heel again.
I don't think so.
Because I think he'll just be this tweener.
He's so over now. Yeah, I don't think there's.
He'll always be over from now on. But there's no need to do that, especially if. the rumors are true and he's, you know, near the end of his window, he'll finish his career right where he is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think that's the best place for him to finish his career. Yeah, I think that I'd kind of like to see that as the end game for, well, not the end game, but like, I say the end game as in WrestleMania 42 being the end game. I would kind of like to see Roman beat Rollins for that title. I think it would elevate that title to a height it's never been to before. Because, like, it's important, don't get me wrong. It feels important, but, like,
but the, you put it the on big Roman, one's on the blue brand.
You put it on Roman Reigns, it makes it really important.
Yeah.
He even said that himself. He said, I mean, hey, if you want to make it important, you know whose waist to put it on.
I love him so much.
I do, too.
But, yeah, I mean, Seth's retaining, right?
Like, yeah, definitely.
I don't think.
I mean, if for nothing else, I mean, Braun will help him, Bronson will help him, and then I don't really know who's going to help the rest of them.
Now, I wonder if we get to a point where it's Braun starts turning.
I think we will get to that point. I think we're a while away from that. It'll definitely happen because, like, obviously, you're not going to have that not happen.
I want Braun to be just a main event guy. Like, I want every belt on him. I want him to be the CEO. Braun, 9 belts. She has 9 belts now. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. You know what's funny? When you said CEO, I was like, Triple H never had that many belts.
No.
I forget that's even her name. Oh, my gosh. 9 belts.
What? You didn't know they pipe in cheers for her? They pipe in the chants.
It's so bad.
That product is bad.
Why do you need 9 belts? Like, why? Why do you need that many belts?
I'll tell you why.
And they're all from, like, different companies. I'm like, why do you need to take
Why is that one pink?
Why is this one red or purple?
You know why? Because it doesn't work for her, brother. That's why.
I guess so.
They just
want her to do it. I don't know.
No, she's got creative control. You mean to tell me she doesn't have it?
She's got to if she has 9 belts. I mean,
she's lost like one match.
Yeah, she lost to what's her face, Tony Storm or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she technically doesn't have AEW's belt, but she still has all the other 9 she has.
Well, she has one, the TBS, which I guess is their mid card. I don't watch enough of that.
I don't either.
To know.
Yeah, whatever.
But Seth's retaining.
The only other thing I'll say on Clash is I wish Dom and AJ was on this card. But
it's on Raw in France.
And I'm pretty sure, is Raw in Paris or is it in Lyon? Do you know? I don't know. It's in one of the two, though.
It's in France regardless. So
regardless, we'll still
thing.
Get the chant. It'll be awesome either way.
The camera will bounce.
All time.
We'll step aside. Come right back. I do want to get back into that, kind of what I teased. Cena heel run is completely over. We have babyface Cena back for, 10 more dates? 9 more dates? It'll be 8 after this weekend.
It's flying by, folks.
We're getting there. But now that the heel run is over, after 5 months of him having a bad attitude, as he said, how do you feel about it? Do you like it? Do you dislike it? What do you think about it? That's up next here on Ring Knowers, Connor Newt, Christian Skelton, 102.5 The Game. They can't see you in general.
They literally
this is
can't
radio.
See me.
That's what Chase said to me one time, because this is my new song now. We're both on the farewell tour, if you think about it, on Middle Tennessee State University campus.
Oh, we are.
So
that's true, because you I saw you posted that the other day.
This
year.
Is
the last time is now.
The last time is, in fact, now. And the last segment is now.
We should count up how many days of class we have left. 47 dates.
18 more weeks. Here on Ring Knowers, 102.5 The Game. Connor Newt, Christian Skelton here with you for a little bit more. So, obviously the song played. You popped, I popped.
You always pop for that song.
I mean, you have to. Unless your name is Rick Newt, who hates it for some reason. But now that he is babyface, the heel run is over. There are mixed opinions on the Twitterverse, which is his own universe and does not matter in my world. How do you feel about the heel run in the grand scheme of things? Because people will lie to you and say, I knew it was a bad decision when they did it at Elimination Chamber. And I'm like, the internet literally broke. Everyone in their right mind was excited about that heel turn because it was something fresh. It was something different. It is something we had never seen before. But now that it's over and you've seen how it played out in its entirety, how do you today, on this day that you see clearly, see that
very nice,
Christian Skelton, how do you feel about the Cena heel turn? Heel run.
I'll put it somewhere between,
like, if we had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to, gosh, 1 to 10, so hard.
Do you want to do 1 to 5?
6.5, is that fair? That's a failing grade. So I guess I'd have to.
That's a D in 70, college.
A 70. They pass, but barely. It's a 70. That's what I'll say. 7 out of 10. Because here's my thing. It's like a project. It's like a teacher being like, yeah, I'll pass it, but you know, I was expecting a lot more from this, but I'll pass you.
Yeah.
That's what I'll like, because I don't think it was a complete failure, because that moment, you'll never forget where you were. It's one of those moments. But the first promo was incredible.
I reference that all the time. That's one of my favorite promos ever.
You have lost your turn to talk.
That entrance, the crowd goes silent, waiting for whatever's about to happen to happen. That horn hits, and everyone in that whole building.
Some of them cheers, some boo, but it basically just like, ah!
But it's that promo's incredible.
And he just comes out.
But the thing about it was, after that promo, it was the same thing every week.
Yeah, unfortunately. Grr, I hate you fans. That's what we would always say.
Now,
the pipe bomb was great.
Yeah, I was going to say, there were some good moments.
The matches were pretty good, too, I think. The matches...
I mean, Cena-Randy was fantastic.
I will say, aside from Cody and Cena at Mania, all the matches were great.
The tag team was all right.
Yeah, tag team... I forgot about... See, I didn't even remember that happened. So that shows you how good that match was. I think I vividly remember falling asleep during that match, actually, while boring. I was at Jackson's.
I'm trying to think of it. I mean, Randy was awesome. Punk was good. Actually, Punk was great.
Punk was great, too. Yeah, the finish was awesome.
The thing about that one is people are going to play revisionist history with it. Well, it wasn't as good as Money in the Bank 2011. And I was like, that's one of the... That's
10
like a
years
top,
older, too.
Well, that and that's like a top five match of all time. So
yeah, like you can't compare it to that. It's not fair. My favorite part of that match was when Rollins was trying to catch it. You were dead 10 seconds ago. Oh man, that was a great
and,
one.
Was that Penta came out and he was like doing his stupid walk down the ring while
like,
everyone's
why
getting,
is he here?
First off, why is he here? Second, why is he not running as you know?
I forgot about all the memes from that. It's like the less extreme version of Roman waiting for the beat to drop on his music before he goes out and helps the bloodline.
It's like that, but with less aura, as the kids
say.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, I would say, if I was to grade it, I would say not a complete failure, but left a lot to be desired. Because I think my two favorite parts was the actual turn and then that first promo. Because I think that Raw started at 2 o'clock and I had class at 2:20.
Yeah,
and I purposely was like, I'll be a little late. And I think I didn't go in there until about 2:30, something like that. So
yeah, I do because I was with you. I remember
that.
Yeah,
we watched it in Bragg. Yeah,
I think I would go a little bit higher than you, maybe 7.5.
That's fair.
Because there were some great, like, the great moments were great.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the pipe bomb was awesome, and, you know, you had some moments where it was, you kind of started to see the face turn a little bit. Like, even before, like, his last night as a heel, where he showed up and he was like, I am physically exhausted, and I'm sorry, I don't want to let you down, but I'm physically exhausted. And I'm like... Right, he's
like, Cody, you're going to get your rematch, I promise. I can't do it.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny looking back on it now. But, I mean, you could kind of see it coming out. And, you know, you had the whole gimmick with the belt where he would hit you with it, but he would hesitate on some level. You could kind of see it. The thing is, I think the face turn was so rushed. Like, he just showed up and did a promo.
Out of nowhere.
Sorry, Cody. I'm a good guy now. And then it was okay.
I mean, it was cool at the time, but looking back on it, I was like, okay, I guess he just said, it is kind of funny, though, how they basically have just said on TV, yeah, that was stupid. No, because especially when he was talking to R-Truth, he's like, you like changed your hair and you yelled at that kid in Brussels. He's like, I mean, did you really think that would work?
Well, have you seen his videos he's sending out to Make-A-Wish kids right now?
No, I have not seen this.
He sent one out to some kid who is sick. And of course, we know he does that. and God bless him. I hope he recovers because, of course I do.
Yes.
But he said, went out, hey, it's me, John Cena. Sorry I had such a bad attitude for like 5 months, but I'm here to tell you I want you to get better.
I'm okay now.
So they are kind of like just sweeping it under the rug.
Like, sorry, we didn't work.
I mean, that was kind of their way of saying, yeah, this didn't work the way we wanted it to.
Unfortunately, it did not. But
and look, we knew going into this, he wasn't going to just retire a heel. That wasn't going to happen. He's got to ride off into the sunset like the hero he is. But I kind of wish it would have played out a little bit fast or slower, I should
or
say.
Or like had like an actual moment that like made the turn. Like he kind of like it was just kind of nowhere. Like I didn't even start watching SmackDown that night.
Like,
I was like, I'll just watch SmackDown later. I get an alert. Cena turns face. I was like, what?
even if you want to do it in the same time period, you could have totally had him enter that match against Cody as the heel and then do the double turn. That would require Dwayne Johnson to show up for
and
that
work. And it would also have required turning Cody heel, which I don't know if I would have. Well, I would have liked it, but they wouldn't have wanted that.
Yeah, they need to, though.
You think so?
Did you hear, what was it, Birmingham?
Birmingham? Oh, boo! See?
Interesting.
I think they were just confused, to be honest, because they booed that, and then he said something else about Cody 2 seconds later, and they cheered. So I think they were just confused at what he was saying.
Do you think they're mad that he's the American Nightmare and not
the British nightmare? Or the European Nightmare?
The French. He should do that. He should change his country of origin every place he goes.
The Mexican Nightmare. He comes out to the, you know, the guys on Instagram with the mariachi band rider. He just comes out.
Do that, but show up at like AAA. That'd be great.
The Mexican Nightmare. That would be incredible. Now I just want AAA to just find like a dude that just shows up in like a lucha mask that's just. It looks like an American Nightmare logo, and he just calls himself the Mexican Nightmare.
I mean, they need to put him ringside with the dude that dresses up like Seth and sounds just like him.
Oh, my gosh.
That guy is awesome. That guy is so cool.
Oh, wow. And he was actually at Raw the other day, too. Or I guess it was last week.
Well, he was just roaming around the lobby doing the laugh. And
what if he actually went to a seat, or if he just the whole time?
What if he didn't have a ticket?
He just snuck in.
Well, he has the two bros with him that look like...
I forgot about that part. Braun and Bronson.
Oh, look, there's Billy. But yeah, I mean, if I had to give it a grade, it would be, you know, 75%, which is a C. You pass. You get college credit for it if it's your major.
Yes, you do.
So, congrats. But, God, he's just so much better as a face.
Yeah, and see, I think that... One last thing I'll say. Another thing of it with me is, like, you know how he is in real life and, like, how he is as a person. It just made it so hard to believe, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, was it the Fanatics Fest they did where he was just John Cena?
Yeah, he was
like,
oh, hey, guys. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. But, yeah, a lot to be desired, but still not a complete failure, in my opinion.
I mean, the moment where it hit for me, where I was like, oh, yeah, Cena's back. That entrance at SummerSlam, you know, there's no color.
Immediately it was back.
And you saw the kid crying, and I was like, oh, we're so back. He's so good. And I don't understand the Richter.
He sent a video to that kid, too, I think. Yeah, that was cool. I think
was the kid.
Oh, he's a Make-A-Wish kid?
Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows?
I hope he's not.
Hopefully not.
I hope he's okay. I hope everyone's okay.
Hopefully everyone has a great day.
Hopefully everyone... And I hope the John Cena hate by Rick Knut stops.
Yes.
It won't be tolerated any longer.
We only have 3 more months of this.
Yeah.
Just like him.
As Trace Atkins says, you're going to miss it.
You will.
So take a good look around. Gosh. Well, my friend, it's always a fun pleasure to do this with you.
Yes, indeed it is.
Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Clash in Paris. Enjoy college football.
Yes.
We're back.
Go Vols.
I'll edit that part out, too. But it's going to be a good week.
Yes, it is.
Clash in Paris, again, Sunday at 2. And then after that, you can watch college football. You can watch Notre Dame and Miami live in Hard Rock Stadium.
Actually, 1 Central, but close enough.
Ah, well.
You'll figure it out. You can look it up.
One of these days, I'll get my times right. But that'll do it for us, for Christian Skeleton. I am Connor Newt saying so long. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy wrestling this weekend. This has been Ring Knowers here on 102.5 The Game.